This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Jack Sub has been with us another 30 minutes. I'm going to try to give him the floor. This is a short 5-minute segment, two more big segments coming up. But, Jack, for folks that don't understand, the globalists admit there are cycles. They know they're there. We all know they're there. The fourth turning's here, and they want their institutions to take over from their old institutions collapsing. That's why right now is such a critical time. And you spend a few minutes explaining to people what Klaus Schwab is talking about when he writes a book called The Fourth Turning and why this is so important.
Right. So Klaus Schwab, he plays this little game with it where he calls it the Fourth Industrial Revolution. But Strauss Howe, they call it their generational theory. It's the four turnings. And that there are four generational turnings that come on within, it's pretty much 80-year cycles. So when you look at the 80-year cycles, you see the American Revolution, you see the Civil War, you see World War II, and now you see the world that we're living through now, the 80th cycle after World War II. They know the great restructuring is on him. By the way, Putin actually kind of referenced this himself in a speech recently. He was talking about Ukraine. He was talking about all sorts of other things that are going on. By the way, they're going total martial law in those four disputed territories right now in Ukraine. But Putin actually mentioned, he said, the period following World War II has now ended. He said the period following World War II. So what's he talking about? He's talking about that 80-year period. So people at the high levels, they understand what this is. They understand we're getting into. And Trump is somebody who can understand that energy. He can understand the energy and knows that when energy is building, when energy is dissipating, he understands entropy. He understands negentropy. So when energy is building or when energy is dissipating into a large system. This fourth turning, these systems, what comes on, you can actually see these cycles. Now, there are memes about this. They talk about, hard times and good times. Essentially, hard times bad times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, soft men. Weak men create hard times again. And so it's at that point in the fourth period, in that fourth turning, when it's time for the strong men to rise up again in their communities, right, in their cities. And I'm not talking about, like Caligula or anything like that. What I'm talking about is the men to actually rediscover who they are and what their role is in society. And why do you think you see such an attack on strong men and masculinity today in this country? Okay, why do you see that attack? Because what do they attack? They attack police, they attack law enforcement, they attack first responders, right? And that goes right back, by the way, to this whole issue with George Floyd and the new Candace Owens documentary, where they point out, this guy had enough fentanyl and methamphetamine cocktail in him to kill pretty much anybody, even a guy as big as he was. George Floyd was 6'4". Okay, he did have heart problems, by the way. And the medical examiner admitted on the stand, well, if we'd found him in his home with these levels in him, then yes, we would have given that and considered that a overdose. But what did we see? We saw the targeting of our police officers, one of the bedrocks of our society, one of the institutions. And by the way, don't get me wrong. I'm the first person to come out here and talk about bad cops and we have issues with cops.
Sure, but they're attacking those institutions to bully them and take them over.
Right. They want to take over these institutions. And by the way, Al Sharpton mentioned this once. Al Sharpton mentioned the reason they do this. You can see the examiner's report. It's right up on HennepinCounty.com. You can go look at it. I just pulled it there yesterday. I put some red circles on it so everyone could see. This has been on their website the entire time. No life-threatening injuries, but we did find what? Fentanyl, norfentanyl, methamphetamines. They want to nationalize the police force. This was Obama's plan. This was the original plan going all the way back to the start of Black Lives Matter in 2013 and 2014. Okay, Ferguson with Zimmerman and everything that we saw. They've wanted to take out this police force because they don't want your municipality to have its own police force, and they really don't want sheriff departments to be out there because the sheriff obviously is a constitutionally elected office. They don't want any of that going on. They want the federal government to achieve this so they have total control. So I want you to understand the predictive programming that you're looking at here. When you see these situations, when you look, by the way, and they'll only ever show you one angle of Derek Chauvin's knee on the neck. They show you the angle from the stand. They show you the angle from the sidewalk. They never turn around and show you the other angle where he actually shifts his knee off of the neck and then puts it onto the back. So it's not directly pressing the neck. They never show the other.
Sure. I mean, whether Kanye's right or wrong, and he's obviously right, they're suing him for it because of his political views. Jack Sobeck, back in 60 seconds. I want to move into all the other big issues that are on.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, back in stock, it's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick out on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the great Jack Posobiec joins us, ladies and gentlemen. TPUSA.com. You can find him everywhere. Nobody needs to have Jack Posobiec introduced to them. I got really excited to see the amazing work he's done in the last 7-8 years that I've known him. Jack Posobiec, obviously there's a battle, not just for America, but the world, a fourth turning happening right now. We were talking in the break. I said, what's front and center for you? And you said, the normalization of nuclear war. Neil deGrasse Tyson, Sean Penn, not just him, government agencies, mainstream media. Oh, a nuclear war is good for the environment. It'll lower the temperature. Hydrogen bombs aren't radioactive. Yeah, they are. And plus they make nuclear reactors that are giant dirty bombs go off. What is behind that? Because you were in naval intelligence, but that, you know, a lot of folks have been in intelligence groups. You're proven you're really smart, can predict the future. What do you make of the Ukraine war, this normalization of nukes, and how big an issue this is? The Nord Stream being blown up, the bridge being blown up. Where do you see all this going?
Well, Alex, when I look at these articles just flying across the news desk every day, when I'm doing my show prep, the same way that you do show prep, you're just seeing what's coming across, you know, the news, and all of a sudden you're getting all of these articles, literally dozens, maybe hundreds at this point, of articles every day talking about, here's what would happen if a nuclear weapon hit New York City. Here's what would happen if one hit Washington, D.C., where I live with my wife and children. Here's what happened. We don't live right downtown, by the way. I don't want to keep them that close to the politicians. What we're seeing here is a very dangerous normalization. This idea that, well, it's just a couple of nuclear weapons, because we all understand, we've forgotten something. And I actually think that our elites have forgotten something over the years. It's like, you know, they go to Skull and Bones, they go into these institutions, they go into these secret societies, right? The mystery, you know, mystery cults and everything like this. But the problem is, it's like they spend all their time focusing on just being corrupt. They don't actually run the system anymore. So they don't run the system, so that's why our infrastructure is falling apart. That's why our energy grid is falling apart. That's why buildings just fall down. You know, we don't. You know, the Kerch Bridge was attacked by a truck bomb in Crimea. That's how it was blown up. We know, obviously, that Nord Stream 2 was blown up. Nord Stream 1 is also blown up. We don't know who did it yet. I think it's kind of silly to think that the Russians would blow up their own pipeline in a time of war. I must have missed that chapter in.
Yeah, they wouldn't blow up their own leverage over Europe.
No, their leverage over Europe is sitting at the bottom of the Baltic Sea right now. But what I'm also seeing are these articles talking about, oh, it's, you know, tactical nukes. It's perfectly fine to see them. It might not be as bad. They've actually forgotten, Alex. They've actually forgotten the importance of the Cuban Missile Crisis. They've forgotten everything that we've learned through the nuclear era and the fact that we didn't see nuclear weapons. Because there's an interesting dichotomy that comes up, because on one hand, nuclear weapons are the most powerful weapons known to man. You can obliterate cities with these things. But at the same time, they also ensure more peace because of mutually assured destruction, because the idea that you've got, you know, we can take out Moscow, they can take out D.C., but guess what? We've got our submarines out of Kings Bay, Georgia, and out of Bremerton, Washington.
Exactly. This has stopped major world wars, and there are a bunch of crazy chicken hawks, almost none of them have been in combat, who want to legitimize going ahead and using them when every scenario shows that it always escalates. That's the issue, is the latter of escalation shows it almost always leads to a full-scale, total commitment, tactical nuclear war. Why don't you explain to folks, to somebody trained by the U.S. government, what that would look like?
I mean, what it would look like is eventually you'd get to the point where, imagine attaching this to one of these hypersonic glide vehicles. Imagine that we can't shoot down, that they can't shoot down. Imagine attaching these to the space planes and the secret space program that we have. You would get to the point where we've got unstoppable nuclear missiles on both sides. What that does, it creates a situation where, you know, we've always referred to it by the acronym of MAD, mutually assured destruction. It would lead us to the point that if it's just rogue elements of the military, because that's all that's left, but if you've got one submarine that's got nuclear ballistic missiles on that thing that cannot be stopped, right? And that's the key, cannot be stopped. Whether we've got them, the North Koreans have got them, the Chinese have got them, all right, Israel's got, you know, it's classified, but Israel does and has maintained a program over the years. Iran, more than likely, has a few at this point. I mean, they keep telling us, they keep jerking our chains.
And what you're saying is very astute. Most of the war games show that if the U.S. and Russia get into war, even limited, suddenly Pakistan and India go to war, India and China, which most analysts think is actually the main threat, once you let Pandora out, it's over.
It's completely over. And that's why, if you notice very carefully, one of the things that Russia has to do with this new coalition that they're forming is a balancing act between India and China. Because while as Russia obviously is backstopped by both, maintains relations with both, what Russia has to do, though, is maintain these open relations. But at the same time, India and China hate each other. And everybody knows that the only land army in all of the world that could stand up to the People's Republic of the People's Liberation Army, the PRC, would be India. That's why the Chinese focus so much on maintaining total control over Southeast Asia, over Burma, focusing on Laos, et cetera, et cetera. But Vietnam, of course, hates China. So you've got these huge issues that are going on.
Right. And let's walk through that. In Kashmir, the Indians just defeated a Chinese proxy army. So the real first battle of the World War III isn't just happening in Ukraine. It's really happening in Kashmir.
Right. The problem is, so here's the way it looks, you know, just to get out of the nitty gritty of it. The way it looks is this. Do we want these to stay at the level of regional conflicts, or do we want these, think of a history book that's written 50 years from now. Do we want this to be chapter one, the prologue of World War III, or do we want these to maintain their status as regional conflicts, India, China, Russia, Ukraine, maintain it as a regional conflict that's contained under containment theory, which used to be something that our elites would use, or do we want it to spill over into a full-on world conflict? And there's that great quote out there, if World War III is fought with nuclear weapons, then World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones, because that's all the survivors will have left.
Exactly. So why, again, our elites aren't peaceniks before, but they wargamed it all and said it doesn't work. Any equation ends life on Earth. So why have our own elites, they had a UN event just a year ago saying no nuclear war, our government agreed, Russia agreed, China agreed. Suddenly now they're telling us it's good. Since when did they throw all their own wargaming supercomputer analysis in the trash pile?
Well, I think we're dealing with a new set of elites, one that we haven't really seen yet so far in American or Western history, because you see people who are so completely disconnected from their own countries. They view themselves as global citizens. You heard Barack Obama say that multiple times, that he viewed himself as a citizen of the planet, a citizen of the earth. And what they really mean, Alex, is that for them, they don't care about what happens to the rest of us, the hoi polloi that's living in the cities. We're just insects to them. They want Elysium. They want their yachts. Jeff Bezos has his starships. They'll be perfectly fine in any of these scenarios. They've already got their bug-out shelters. They've already got their seed bunkers. They've already got all their places, their secret islands.
That's right. They've already sold themselves on the idea that a nuclear war is survivable from them when every equation shows total breakdown of society, nuclear reactors melting down everywhere. They're crazy.
One of the questions that I've seen in one of these high-level discussions is actually they say, Well, once we get to the point where it's all of us just living on the compound, living on the secret island, what do we do if the security forces decide to turn on us because at some point they realize that we won't have any money left to be able to pay them? So how do we deal with the security forces? And that's why, and they start asking these, well, can we inject things into their food? This is the level of pre-planning. They're already planning for a collapse. They already see a collapse coming, and they're planning ahead for it 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead, 20 years ahead. They understand what's coming on. They don't care what happens to the rest of us, Alex. They only care about themselves, their own interests, and them being able to continue on. That's why, by the way, at the same time, they're so focused on transhumanism. And I love that they've got Joe Allen up in Pennsylvania covering John Fetterman as the world's first cyborg candidate. Because, by the way, they're talking about letting Fetterman use the computer during the debate. You know, they're saying that because my question with that thing is that thing just giving him the questions or is it giving him pre-prompted answers as well? So is it giving him the answers to respond to? And at that point, you have to question yourself, at what point does he end and the machine begin? So the ultimate apotheosis that our current elites, our corrupt elites are trying to achieve is full-on immortality through mind-machine merger. And John Fetterman, he's just a prototype of this.
Deep stuff. Jack Posobiec, final segment. You're absolutely right. They are trying to secure their future while destroying ours. Securing their future would be securing our collective future. Any aristocrat knows their power is through empowering the people. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Well, what Jack Posobiec has been laying out is absolutely the most critical information, period. Is the globalists that have robbed and controlled society, consolidate power, they live in a post-human world, have now set in motion something that makes them have to run to armored redoubts in the middle of very, very obscure, faraway places. They've really destroyed themselves. They've been delusional in their greed, not building a powerful, successful world that creates security for all. They're different from past elites, because anybody that knows rich people and knows their children knows that their children are horrible, spoiled brats, and their kids are like psychotics. That's why any smart elite, whether it was British royalty, you name it, would send their young children to boarding schools where they got beat up and attacked and basically made to be tough, or you'd have a worthless blob. Well, the last generation or so didn't do that with the elite families, and I'm not saying that's a good thing they do to their own kids. Kind of a trauma-based mind control, but they've created totally disconnected individuals who run technocracies, who just want power and control and have all these sycophants beneath them that are yes men. And the New World Order global government transhumanist project is going to destroy the planet. It should be abandoned. It should be rejected. The gain of function, preparing all these deadly viruses, it should be rejected. We should collectively decide to not do it, but we're already pretty far down the path here. So we've got about 8 minutes left. Jack Posobiec, knocking it out of the park, tpusa.com. And, of course, you do your great human event shows as well. It'll be premiering Sunday. I was on with you for an hour. It was great to be with you. In closing, I'm not going to interrupt for the next 7 minutes. What do you want to finally impart to folks?
Well, Alex, I would always want to impart to folks, and it's similar. You know, you and I go deep on this on the Sunday special and at Human Events. You'll see it, be able to see it at humanevents.com. You'll be able to see it Sunday morning, Human Events Daily, and then in the evening it's going to air Real America's Voice. But Alex and I go deep on the question of God and the power of God in our world today. Because here's what the elites are trying to do. Here's what the Great Reset is all about. And these are our current elites, by the way. And I'm not someone who's saying that I'm against this idea of all elites, right? I'm for a meritocracy. If you are the best, if you are the smartest, if you are the strongest, if you're excel the most at your field, then yes, you should obviously be the one who's at the head of it. I'm for all of those things. I want Michelangelo to be the one who's doing the sculpting. I don't want someone to come up and say, oh, Michelangelo can't do it because his team doesn't have the right diversity quotient or something like that. That's ridiculous. That's what's killing us. By the way, to turn that into something more realistic, I want to live in a society where our pilots are, you know, if I'm getting behind the seat of an airplane, my children are getting on an airplane, I want to know that my pilot is the best one that we could possibly find in the world, not just somebody who was able to pass through whatever woke filter they put on the entire process. This was the world that God designed for us. But what our corrupt elites are now doing is they are attempting to replace God with ourselves. They were trying to replace God with their own pagan cults. You see this, by the way, with these alphabet cults. You see it with the climate cults. You see it with so many other pagan forms of worship. You know, Media Matters attacked me last week for calling the worship of Gaia a pagan cult, when it obviously is a pagan cult, give a Pachamama, etc. But also, the very next day, they went and started to desecrate one of the greatest paintings of all time by Vincent van Gogh, and they went and attacked this thing and said, our cult and our beliefs are more powerful than yours. And what is that? And here's something very interesting about that situation. We can laugh about them and we can point out and make fun of them and say, oh, look at these crazy kids. But you know what they have? They have something that's very powerful. And we need to understand this. They have moral clarity. They have moral clarity behind their actions. They have moral clarity behind their words. They have moral clarity of task matched with purpose. Do we have that in Western societies today? Where is our moral clarity? Where is our moral center? Well, it used to come from the words of the Holy Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament. I just took the family. We went on a trip. It was a Turning Point trip. Went all through the Holy Land. Alex, if you haven't done that, highly recommend.
I want to do it. I followed your trip. It was amazing.
Walk the steps of all of it. And we got into, and I even get into some of this stuff in the Bible that you're not supposed to look at, right? You know, some of the references to Enoch, the references to the Nephilim, the references to Mount Bashan, all that stuff, the giants, the fact that the book of Joshua was actually talking about the early Israelites fighting these remnants of the Nephilim, remnants of the giant clans. That's what's really going on in there. And so we're walking through these lands, but also understanding that when you go to the place where God touched down on our world and in our world, met with the Virgin Mary, when we went to the Rock of Golgotha and put your own hand on it, when you stand next and put your hand on the stone of unction that our Lord and his body lay immediately after the crucifixion, before they laid him in the tomb, you are connected to a deep, powerful energy. And that energy is divine providence. And so that was what, and I believe that when our founders put this country together, they were relying upon that. You know, there's a reason that they don't talk about this very much. You know, our Constitution isn't set up for to necessarily be a moral judgment. There's no moral code in our Constitution because they didn't need one, right? They didn't need one at the time of the founding. And there's also a reason, by the way, that the Bible doesn't talk about atheists, because there were no atheists at the time of the Bible. Everyone believed in something. You believed in one pagan cult, or you believed in another pagan cult, or you were Jewish and you believed in the one true God. And so the situation that we find ourselves in again is that we see pagan cults everywhere. We see pagan worship everywhere. We've got Halloween coming up. We've seen the perversion of what's supposed to be the night of the vigil for All Saints Day, the vigil of All Hallows, and they've perverted it into be a dark occult practice, right? Don't practice that. Worship the saints. Don't worship the saints. Celebrate the saints. Worship God. We need to come back to a situation where we have that moral core and that moral clarity as a country, because then we can then start imparting that into our institutions as we retake them. And as Marcuse laid out for us, it must be a long remarch to retake our institutions one by one by one. And just like the words, the final sentence of the Declaration, I was reading that this morning, believe it or not, a firm reliance in divine providence. If you do everything with a firm reliance on divine providence, you will be guided to truth. You will be guided to the promised land. But I do need to the people need to understand this. And Alex, you and I get into this in the special. That doesn't mean there will not be challenges. That does not mean your faith will not be tested. That does not mean that you will not be tested. But you must look to God and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this blessing of this challenge. Thank you for the blessing of this contest, this animating contest for freedom, for liberty, for our families, and for a future that you have given us. Because you have given us this cross to bear, you. And the question for us is, are we going to shoulder it? Are we going to shoulder it, or are we going to accept? Are we going to accept our lives, be transformed in what they're trying to accomplish for us, and accept their agendas? I won't. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to completely reject it. I'm unvaccinated. My family's unvaccinated. My children are unvaccinated. We've got natural immunity. We're perfectly fine. We are not going to live with their agenda. Not now, not ever.
Well, that's right. They say that we weren't a Christian nation, but the founders, George Washington, prayed for hours, and he wrote that he knew that God controlled battlefields, business, life, everything. And if you're not jacking into that, you're blind. We've turned off God, and the devil's come in like a flood in that vacuum. We got to get back to God. That's a personal relationship. Jack Posobiec, amazing having you on. Hope you'll join us again soon. TPUSA.com, humanevents.com. Coming up this Sunday, we're going to drop the big interview. Thank you so much, and have a great week coming up with your family.
Alex, you as well. We're praying for you, Alex.
Thank you, brother. All right, Jack Posobiec, amazing interview. I'm going to come back with the latest breaking news and more straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news, today.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
father, the devil. Freedom isn't free, folks. Our ancestors put down the down payment, and we're going to pay the rest of the bill. Nobody rides for free. So much news to cover. But the first thing Jack Posobiec said 45 minutes ago when he first joined us was, we need to stop the censorship, because if they can censor us and get us to silence ourselves, because that's the trick. You think you're censored, you're not. Don't let them silence you. You're smart. You've got ways to get around it. If they can silence us, they win. So I want to go back to the news and the military news and the economic news and the news I haven't hit yet here in a moment. But here on this Wednesday, October 19th broadcast, we got to talk about Kanye West, or Ye. He comes out, he criticizes the system, those that are censoring him. They take his bank accounts away, they take his concerts away, and he gave a speech, I guess yesterday afternoon, that I just saw this morning, we'll play at the moment, where he said, look, I'm called by God to do this, and he's 100% real. People go, oh, well, he used to be part of the system and did Masonic, this and that. It doesn't matter. Most of Jesus' followers were sinners, or they were all sinners, but really bad sinners. They repented. This modern Pharisaic view that, oh, this person didn't used to be as good as they are now, so we can't listen to them. You judge a tree by its fruits. And Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, I know it pisses him off so much when you call him Kanye West. That's a cool name. But Ye's great as well. He's another domino to fall. And I said this a week ago. I said, they've had this show trial. They've had this fake ruling on me. Now the Democrat Party control lawyers are going to sue Tucker Carlson, Kanye West. I didn't know who. And now the Democrat-connected lawyer, big Black Lives Matter guy, George Floyd's relation, I guess mother of their child, wants $200+ million because Kanye ran out of a coroner's report that he had no physical injuries and it looked like it was probably fentanyl and methamphetamine killed him. Well, you're not allowed to say that because he's now a saint in anti-white division in this country to break this country up. So here's a clip of the lawyer, Floyd's family lawyer, and he said he planned to, they've now filed it, a $250 million lawsuit, and they bring up Alex Jones. Here it is.
Let me ask you about this legal action. I wonder if this will mean that Kanye West's comments about George Floyd will gain even more attention. Does that factor into the decision to move forward with this lawsuit?
Well, we're going to move forward. And whether or not it receives more attention, we think it's a very important issue in this country. I mean, people are talking about free speech, but people also need to understand the limitations. If you're going to use other people's name for profit, if you're going to profit from other people's pain, if you're going to re-traumatize people, then you have to pay for it, just like Alex Jones paid for it in the verdict against him for nearly $1 billion.
So that's the unfair trade practices claim, where the judge found me guilty and then told the jury how guilty I was. They claim I questioned Sandy Hook because I made money off of it. What? I question every big event. A lot of them are staged. Some are real. I questioned WMDs in Iraq. Jussie Smollett. I was right about those. But the point is, they're following that same new idea, and you know they're gonna default Kanye West. Yay. You know, because they won't let him have a trial. I mean, he's a public figure. These people are public figures. The guy supposedly defamed is dead. A dead person can't supposedly sue you. But they don't care what the law says. Remember, Kanye West donated $2 million for George Floyd's 6-year-old daughter's college fund.
And now the very people that he supported, talk about biting the hand that feeds you, are suing him. And I guarantee you, when he's defaulted in front of a jury, the judge will say, you can't say you gave $2 million to these people. See how it works? But hey, nobody's going to shut up. Nobody's going away. This intimidation is meant, oh, they can get Kanye West, they can get Tucker Carlson, they can get Alex Jones. It's meant to scare off the Joe Rogans. It's meant to scare off the rest of the thinkers so the globalists can win. It's meant to scare Joe Rogan. This is all meant to scare Joe Rogan. Everybody like him. That's it, period. When we're right on the cusp of victory. So here's Kanye coming out of an event, talking to a camera yesterday. Here it is.
Yay, Noriega apologized for your George Floyd comments. How do you feel about that?
I feel like...
By the way, hit pause and start it over. We're going to have to come back and play this. It's like 4 minutes long, but... A show he's on apologizes for what he said. This is so pathetic. Go back to it.
I feel like Black Lives Matter is like a warm water, it's a hot shower, and White Lives Matter is a cold shower. The funny thing about woke culture is like, woke culture is not really woke like that. A lot of times people, they would rather just exist inside of the pain of a lie than deal with the harsh realities of the truth for us to look further. Look at, like, JFK, how many documentaries there are on what happened there. Like, as a people, we are a sophisticated people that have to look in and be willing to challenge things, not just take what the media has fed us. The interview we had was amazing, and the exact people who sent people in the streets for Black Lives Matter were able to derail the interview and a lot of the ideas just based off the main comment. I'm sorry, I'm distracted by these people honking over here and stuff. So with Nori is my brother. He's under a lot of pressure. If you look at the first thing it says, Nori does the interview with Rosenberg. But what's the exact thing I was saying? I said the Jewish media controls so many things. It's not all the Jewish people, but there's specifically Jewish people in media that are in power that try to have, they bought the black voice, but they haven't been able to buy my voice. So instead, they blackball me, they threaten people to not interview me, they threaten people to get away from me, they close down my stadiums. Love you too, family. Love you too. Yeah. You said thinking, right? Appreciate you. Yeah, they've done all this stuff for years, messing with me, just like poking at me, like calling me out of my name. My name is Ye. Anytime they say Kanye West, I change my name. It's like Cassius Clay to Ali. You respect me as a man, as an American, that my name is Ye, that I have the right to choose what my name is. So when media does that, it's already disrespect. I love rappers. Rappers are artists. But when media calls me a rapper, specifically to not bring up the fact that I'm worth $11 billion, that I'm the richest black man of all time, that I'm a billionaire, that I'm a tycoon, that I'm a visionary. And if I say that, if I say those three things, then they'll say I'm a narcissist, right? But they push you down so much that you got to fight just to say who you are.
That's right.
You know,
we'll be right back. Stay with us.
What I got.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just for people to know who I really am. Yeah, he's got tens of billions of dollars. Top music guy in the world, arguably. And all he's trying to do is say who he is, and the whole system comes out against him, because if they can silence him, they can silence you. And that's what is bad about censorship. You think, oh, you're just cut off, you can't talk. No. That's just the beginning. Then they can say anything they want about you, and you can't respond. He said, I have to fight to tell people who I really am. He doesn't want his identity stolen. So he sees Kanye West, like Prince did, as owned by Hollywood. He says, I'm Ye. And all he wants you to do, and I get it, is recognize he's an independent person, not owned by Hollywood, getting rid of his slave name and bringing out his real name. I don't care if you're black or white or what color you are. Under the New World Order, the digital system, and their program, you are a number, an expendable number. So this darling of Hollywood turns against him, and they don't know what to do. Meanwhile, Boston University created a bioweapon that kills 80% of humans, totally illegal. And you don't see the ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center or CNN or all these ambulance chasing lawyers that are suing Ye and Alex Jones. You don't hear a damn word out of them because they don't actually care about their own kids. They're delusional, but we do. Here's Ye.
I love rappers. Rappers are artists. But when media calls me a rapper, it's specifically to not bring up the fact that I'm worth $11 billion, that I'm the richest black man of all time, that I'm a billionaire, that I'm a tycoon, that I'm a visionary. And if I say that, if I say those three things, then they'll say I'm a narcissist, right? But they push you down so much that you got to fight just to say who you are. You know, what I got from the documentary, from the Candace Owens documentary was I felt like it was a setup. I felt that in the documentary, if you look at it, he told his roommates they want a tall guy like me. They want a tall guy like me. Well, who is they? I'm going to pose it as a question as opposed to, you know, giving you some kind of theory that I can't pinpoint. And this idea, these martyrs that we have, it's 14 kids that die in Chicago every single day. And they have this Jewish media, black media, trauma culture, trauma economy, the stuff that Charlemagne the God works for, the stuff that Rosenberg works for, the stuff that academics, the guys, the academics. You got to understand, all these people that y'all listening to out here, I'm going to tell y'all, they getting their checks cut. You know, and y'all, I need y'all to really respect what I'm doing, the stuff that I'm doing and I'm saying online, and love the fact, look, I got money, I got my songs, I could go off and just go to, you know, Hawaii and live a nice life. That means that God has called me to sacrifice all of that in order to bring the truth. That's what I'm saying. They don't cut my check. You listen to people that's getting their check cut by Jewish media. George Soros, come and meet with me directly. I told you, you ain't going to send none of these people that you usually send. Charlemagne, we know all the names. Nori is a good guy. Like he said, he called me this morning. He said, maybe politics is a little bit too much for me. Everybody, back up off of Nori. This is like he was giving a platform, right, which no one does. There's no free thought anymore. I give you one last bar before I get on this flight. In order for us to evolve, we have to walk forward. The left leg moving forward is the idea. The right leg moving forward is the actualization. I like the word actualization better than the execution. We need the idea. We need to be realized. We need the idea. We need to be realized. Right now, the thought police have us crawling. We have stopped evolving. We have to fight for free thought, to say how we feel and act upon that. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, so what Kanye is saying is that the media is controlled. You can use whatever name you want, whatever area you want to go to, but they're saying he's the villain. Alex Jones is the villain. But not the people creating bioweapons that could kill all of us. Not the people having worldwide lockdowns and poison shots. And it really is a sick joke. So here's some of the articles. George Floyd's family files $250 million lawsuit It's Kanye West. They said using the Alex Jones plan. Played the clip earlier. Doesn't matter. George Floyd gave him $2 million. Doesn't matter. Kanye West gave him $2 million out of his own goodness of his heart. Well, they want more now. But here is the coroner report. No life-threatening injuries, but had fentanyl and another fentanyl and methamphetamine and a bunch of other stuff in his body. And that's all Kanye West said was, this medical report you see right here, all he did was, quote, an admitted thing. He's not even wrong. He's right. But now they've done that to him. Let's play this rap song. Rapper defends Alex Jones and Ye, an epic pro-free speech track. Rapper Bryson Gray. We'll go to break, come back. Got a big guest coming up that made the movie, The Real Anthony Fauci, off the best-selling book. That's all coming up. I've asked the crew to make a music video out of this, adding images to it. That'll be out the next day. Let's go ahead and roll this.
Trying to rob him of every single thing he owns. How you get sued for a Billy for saying something wrong? They won't stop till everybody being watched by drones. And look what they did to Ye. They want everything. JP Morgan banned his account, but they do Epstein. They care more about Kanye West than they do sex rings. It's like you only have free speech if you left wing. And he wore a White Lives Matter shirt with Candace Owens. She show her BLM and money when and they both exposed him. He need to get closer to God, though that's what I'm hoping. Because the deep, they hate the stars when they can't control it. They met Donald Trump while he was sitting president. I guess they don't care if that's just a dangerous precedent. Now they rating him and Mike Lindell without evidence. Is this still America and what it represents? And that's why I'm not affecting while I'm slaying demons. We living in the end of times, you should show a season. Politicians betray this country, they committing treason. It's all for power, so they laughing while the country bleeding. Look what they did to Alex Jones. They trying to rob him of every single thing he owns. How you get sued for a Billy for saying something wrong? They won't stop till everybody being watched by drones. And look what they did to Ye. They want everything. JP Morgan banned his account, but they do Epstein. They care more about Kanye West than they do sex rings. It's like you only have free speech if you left wing. Look what they did to Andrew Tate. They banned Sneeko too. And everything they did to me, they gon' do to you. They run experiments on people like we in the zoo. They scare you into silence if you have a different view. But you can talk sex, murder, push kids to switch their gender. You can't preach repentance, but you can tell them to be sinners. Biden's daughter exposed them, but nobody gon' remember. The D's and R's work together. I know that y'all beg to differ, but look what they did to Alex Jones. They trying to rob him of every single thing he owns. How you get sued for a Billy for saying something wrong? They won't stop till everybody being watched by drones. And look what they did to Ye. They want everything. JP Morgan banned his account, but they do Epstein.
All right, you can find Bryson Gray's viral new hip-hop song on InfoWars.com. Mega rapper defends Alex Jones, Ye, an epic pro-free speech track. But yeah, they don't care about sex slavery or bioweapons. No, it's Kanye West and Alex Jones. It's Ye and Alex. They're the bad guys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.